Good evening and welcome to the third of my £6 wines, which are an under the radar alternative to the more pricey and ever more pricey wines that are appearing higher up on the supermarket shelves. So we've explored Asda, Beefsteak Club, Life and Liberty Shiraz from Australia, and also the Wirra Wirra Church Block, which was a £15.75 wine, which I didn't feel had anything to offer at all compared to the Australian Shiraz. So they were both from Australia. And then there's the Taller Rioja, which is a House by Sainsbury's, around £6 wine, which was very vibrant and fruity and had some interesting sort of spicy notes about it. And I felt it was a very refreshing wine. Okay, not so much a food wine as the other ones. So today I've got what I think is going to be the most full-bodied of them all, and it's the 12.5% Fair Trade Co-op Bernarda Malbec 2024 from Argentine. Okay, so let's see how this one performs. And again, the Beefsteak, the Rioja, and this one are all around or just over £6 a bottle. And in my opinion, they're by far better wines than most of the wines you're going to buy in the shops above that price, you know. And what I was trying to suggest is, why do we need to donate another £10 to the supermarket just to get a wine that isn't even as good quality? It doesn't really make any sense. So if you decide that you'd like to genuinely buy £16 wines, go out and buy £6 wines and put the £10 note into a savings jar. And at the end of the year, you're going to have, you know, at least £500 saved that otherwise would have been consumed on inferior wines from higher up the shelves. That's all. Okay, so let's have a little look at the nose of this. I've put this into my favourite truncated universal glass. Fabulously deep colour. I cannot see through the glass whatsoever. It's not a chance. It's a really magnificent overall damson. It's giving me a lot of dark fruit and quite a powerful alcohol punch on the nose. Now, a lot of people don't really know what they want in a red wine. And some people say, I only drink Shiraz. Just say, you know, or I only drink Cabernet Sauvignon, which is fair enough. And a lot of people are sort of mesmerized by Merlot, right? But most people would be able to differentiate between a thin-bodied wine and a full-bodied wine. And probably, I'm just guessing now, but probably most people, most of the time when they buy a red wine, would want something in between those two extremes. And this one is on the extreme of being a really, really full-bodied wine. It's easily as full-bodied as a really good Bordeaux, and it's more full-bodied than most Rhones that you'll meet. So the one wine that I haven't showcased this time, and I will do later, is a Côte de Rhône that you can find on the bottom shelf of Tesco's. It's around about £5.30, and that is definitely a worthy contender, definitely, to be in with this group. So there's four under £7 wines, right, which are going to knock the socks off anything you buy above £7, okay? You know, and if you only drank those four for the next year and put those tenners aside, you're going to be looking pretty smart and you're going to be drinking very, very well. Because when you're looking at £10 difference for two wines which are not really any difference in quality. I'm not really sure where the £10 is going, but I know where I'd like it to go. I'd like it to go into my own savings jar. Okay, so I massively encourage you to do this. Every time you buy a £6 bottle of wine, put a £10 note into a savings jar and just leave it there. Okay, and then the next 31st of December, have a look in that jar and you're going to be thrilled to bits at how much money is in there, depending on how much red wine you buy. But I really do think in today's, you know, climate where we're being absolutely ripped off by the supermarkets left, right and centre, this is a brilliant, brilliant strategy for 1 year just to get you out of, you know, the mass sort of moronity of consumerism. So let's go ahead and investigate this wine. So first up, we've got a very alcoholic, dark fruit, mostly bramble with a touch of damson on the nose. And it's very, very full bodied. If you like blackberry and blueberry, or you like strong dark cherry with bramble, this is the wine for you. This is absolutely a remarkable wine at any price range. You know, if I could buy a wine for £30 and I knew it was going to be as satisfying as this wine, I'd be well pleased. But since I can buy the wine at just £6 from Co-op, why would I bother with the £30 wine? You know? And what I'm challenging you to, and myself, is in 2026, why would we want to buy the £30 wine? Why would we want to buy the £16 wine? Why would we want to buy the £10 wine when we can get all of this quality for just £6? Try it for yourself. It's an absolute monster of a wine. Okay. Fantastic with food. I mean, it's an absolute demon with lamb, but it would go fantastically with venison. Any kind of stew or casserole, it would go magnificently with any type of pasta dish. It's just going to romp home with the cheese, and it will even be really, really lovely with just a simple piece of cod loin and some new potatoes. There's really very, very few dishes that this wine isn't going to really, you know, gazump, if you like. I really can't recommend it highly enough. It's got to be, in my opinion, the best easily available supermarket wine under £7. There's not a shadow of a doubt. But the other two are well worth looking at. Very, very nice. The Beefsteak Shiraz and the Tola Rioja from Sainsbury's House. I just, you know, with those and that Tesco's Rhone, you know, for under the radar wines, you just can't go wrong with those. Yes, you'll find one or two that you really love from Lidl's and Aldi's. I'll let you go ahead and do that. The main reason why I don't buy wine in Lidl's and Aldi's generally is, it doesn't matter what I find, I never find that wine again, or it's gone way up in price. And I prefer consistency. I've been buying these free wines at this same price, £6.15, £6.23 and £6.25, you know, for at least 6 months and probably a year. That's what I call consistency. They're never reduced in price and they never go up in price. Well, if those free wines can do it, and the Tesco's Côte du Rhône at £5.30, if that's four wines, right, which can consistently remain at price, why is everything else going up and down? It, you know, it's not, is it? It's just a supermarket scam. None of the wines are any better. It's just that they like fixing the prices and making a monkey out of the consumer. And I get sick of it. Really, really get sick of it. I never buy any tissues except the £1 box of tissues. And if they go above a pound, then I don't buy those either. And I use the tissues for everything from, you know, kitchen towel to toilet roll. Okay, I'm fed up of being made a monkey of from consumerism. At the end of the day, tissue is tissue. It's all the same thing. I'll just buy it in the one format. You know, if you look at bubble bath and shampoo and hand gel, it's all the same thing. They're just packaged in a different container at a different price level. And you go out there and you buy them. Or not, as the case may be. And we've just got to get to this point. We've been made a monkey of as consumers for far too long. And it's time to really draw back from that. So my main contribution to my own consumerism this year is going to be to gradually get out to the village butchers, the farm butchers, and the fishmongers, and the smallholders who are doing things like eggs, see if I can find a dairy for milk and cheese and yogurt, and just, you know, do a lot more things myself. You can make cheese at home on the hob. Just get out there, find a few more recipes, see what you can do. You can probably even find a local mill that will grind flour, and you can just buy that straight from the mill. Okay, there is no real excuse to you know, go to the supermarket, really. If you ask around people locally, someone is going to be well into buying stuff at wholesale, and you can chip into their club and they will get you the pulses and anything else you want, you know, on a wholesale deal. All kinds of things like that. You know, you're not the only person who's absolutely fed up with the rip-off merchants called supermarkets who are just trying to control the food chain at every level, and just introduce a whole new load of misery to us in the form of completely unnecessary E-number poisons. Okay, so this is Co-op, Fair Trade, Bernard and Malbec. There are lots in the range. You'll have a lot of fun with them, but this one's just £6.15. Got to be the best value wine in Britain at this moment, and has been for years and years. Okay, my top tip. Have a good meal.